Good afternoon, guys, and God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a really wonderful day, and I'm so thankful to God and so thankful for his perspective in life. And I'm so thankful that we have the ability to truly transform, that God has given us everything to ensure that we manifest his blessings and we manifest, you know, his greatness, his joy, his excitement in life. I was actually speaking to someone today and I was saying, like, I do get really excited. I can jump up and down, get very excited about certain things, even seeing people I love, you know. And I feel God really wants us to experience like his fullness of joy every day. He wants us to really, and people of the world, you know, when I may act like this, may see it and perceive it in a complete different way to how my excitement is. And, you know, God really just wants us to enjoy life. He doesn't want us to be thinking about the opinions of others, or, you know, what other people may be thinking. God has made you individual. He's given you individual aspects, you know, individual personality traits. That's yours. And he doesn't want you to change fully your personality traits, but he does want you to change the bad habit patterns, the things that hold you back, the things that don't bless you, that won't bring you any further. God wants you, you know, he's made you individual, honey. He's got a specific thing for you, you know, for you. And for you have the kingdom of God living within you, and God has ordained works specifically for you. So, but if you're letting the people, the opinion of others, you know, the negative speak louder than God, you're not going to get where God wants you to be, you know. And that could be like one of the people could be the closest people to you. They might not like the light within you. They might and may not agree with what you say. But is that, are you going to let that stop you? Are you going to let the, you know, the joy and the excitement of God within you, if it annoys someone else, you can let that then stop you? Or are you going to say, no, God has made me individual. God has made me the and made you the way he's made us. So really enjoy and be excited for life. Really have God's perspective. What does God say about this? Why are you trying to dim your light to please someone else? God says shine, you know, really shine, really move. Really enjoy every day. Wake up with an excitement in your heart. Wake up and have the word of God within your heart. We can either speak the world's way, we can speak God's way. And you know, I was having a conversation, again, the conversation I was having earlier, about really the transformation of the mind. And how do you transform your mind? It's really, you start off by the confessions, really locking in. You know, if you need to listen to the I Am confessions, and you need to listen to them 3 times a day, go ahead and listen to them 3 times a day until that gets fully established in your heart, until you really are speaking and declaring this more than you're speaking, declaring the old paradigm or the old way, or the, you know, the old ways of thinking that you've been programmed to think. If you want to really renew and you want to really, you know, transform, then it can take patience. It can take time. it is going to take time and patience. You know, you've lived the way you've lived for however old you are. You've been programmed, so now we're reprogramming, and we're seeing from God's mind, seeing from God's, you know, where God and how God sees the things. And he says, focus on me, you know, focus on the things above, focus on the works that I have for you, not the works of the world. The world wants to, you know, has his own perspective. But God's perspective is what is going to give you power. It's going to give you authority. And when you, God really, in my heart, is really, I've been really thinking about authority these last couple of days. And the authority of our words. Where if we decide that we're going to, use our words for negative or positive. We have authority over, you know, we really can command and speak and really use the power that God has given within us every day, every moment. You know, Satan does not want us to know the power that lives within us. Because then it really disregards him. It can really take away the power that he think he's got, which he hasn't. But is our own mind allowing him and his power? You know, what is it that he that is stopping you getting to your full potential? What is your mind telling you today? We can wake up and we can thank God. We could be so thankful that we have God on our side, that he really can bring out the best in you, that he can better your whole life, that he wants you to manifest and be yourself. He wants you to manifest the greatness of God. You know, he wants us to really live life fully under him, putting him first. When we decide, okay, I'm going to put God first. And what does that look like? What does putting God first look like? Because people may really not understand this, especially in the carnal mind. They may not understand that the putting God first. They see it in such a carnal way. But putting God first is when you're making your decisions, you sit and you pray. And you know, when you sit and you pray on your when you're making a decision, there is a waiting time sometimes that maybe you need to wait. And if people are impatient, then they are not going to understand that. Putting God first within your finances, ensuring you're honoring God, you're trusting God and putting your faith to work. You know, you are faithful to do. When you are waking up in the morning, you are praying and you are saying, you know, I've seen something and I thought it was really great. I pray right now, God, before this, when I wake up, that I thank you, you get into my mind before my carnal mind gets into my mind. So you can have his thoughts before your own. Because, you know, the carnal mind is can be negative, have his own ways, you know, can really think in such a way that can really deter the works of God within you. And that you don't want that. You really want to have that spiritual mind. Again, God first, you know, the things that you're doing with God, that you put them first. You put them first before your own desires, your own wants, your own needs. You know, that God is first within what you're doing. There might be many desires and things that you truly want in the world. But, you know, God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. So when you seek him first, before the things of the world, he is going to add to you. He's going to manifest great things. You can manifest great things in your life when you seek him. He really wants you to know that he is a willing and able God, but he needs you to move. He needs you to, you know, bring him in. When you're in like conversation with someone as such, then someone then to come into the conversation can be invited in. You need to invite God in. Okay, you know, when there's fellowship, you need to be invited on. And then God can open the windows of heaven for you. But he's not gonna, he's not going to just come into the situation without being invited in. You know, God truly has great things for you, for the people around you, for the people you love. But where is your mind? Where is your mindset? You know, God really has been working such great things for me, you know, that to do with my mind. Like, really, it's really everything is about your mindset, how you're thinking, how you're speaking, you know, just getting up and doing the acting in faith, not sat procrastinating. Really just get up and do. God wants us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And he can change your life. He's completely changed the whole direction of my life. I do not know where I would be if I did not have God. And you know, there is a space in everyone's heart that is for God. And when they experience God, you can, and you have a call on your life, you cannot run away from God. You can't run away from it. It will be there. It will, your heart, you feel it in your entire being. So if it's there for you, you know, you really feel it. You may have up and down days or you know, bits of confusion. Don't let that stop the journey and the path of God. Keep going and God is going to answer. You are going to see. You are going to see your purpose. You have great purpose with God. You have great works that God has for you. And it's only for you. You know, nothing can stop what God is doing. Nothing. So really keep in faith. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep God first. Really recognize your light is going to change people. So don't change your light for other people to approve. You know, don't change because, you know, the other person or other people around you get uncomfortable. Let people get uncomfortable. Be you in God. You know, I mean, be Jesus. You know, be Christ, you know, to people on this earth. They need it. You know, you do not know how much people need God, how people need the Savior. And if you're keeping it to you because your neighbor is getting uncomfortable, then actually, is your heart for God or is your heart for the other people? Really be the person that God's called you to be. Do not, you know, hold back. Really go full force. Really speak. Speak of God. Speak of Christ. Speak to people of how to get to heaven. And, you know, you can really change people's lives around with God. God can change people's lives around, but you could be that voice that can change people's lives. So, yeah. I feel very blessed and very thankful. You know, God really just fixes every vision within you. He really won't ever let you go. He'll never leave you or forsake you. So really have that within your heart today. And no. So God bless you.